Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Justin Bieber is going to several doctors to help with personal struggles. Sources say the singer struggles with ups and downs, anxiety, depression, and uncertainty about the future. That's not good because he just got married. He's leaning on friends and family. Also, his wife, Haley Baldwin, and his pastor while he tries to get better. But seems like that's a big part of contention for their relationship is like he's got some mental stuff that he struggles with.
And that, I'm not saying, I don't know what the word is. It's not good to see this, Alex, because I don't wish anxiety or depression on anybody, but I'm kind of like Justin Bieber, minus the success and the good looks and like, you know, all that stuff. But it's like, I also have, you know, anxiety and depression. I guess money doesn't fix all those problems. But at least he's leaning on his church and his, therapist to try to get help.
He kind of went into that. If you still haven't read the Vogue interview with him and Haley, you really need to. It's so good. But he kind of goes into detail about his struggles and why he feels that way and what happened during his childhood and coming up on the Hollywood scene and all that stuff. 21 Savage was released from custody yesterday after being detained for 9 days by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents in Atlanta. It was reported that 21 Savage, who was born in England, was living in the U.S. illegally after his visa expired in 2006. 21 Savage moved to the United States with his family when he was 7 years old. According to his lawyers, 21 Savage had applied for a visa in 2017, and the paperwork was just still being processed during the time that he was arrested. So, according to reports, the decision to release him was made behind closed doors. And Last Call with Carson Daly is ending after 17 years on NBC. The network says he actually decided to step away from the show in part to have more time with his family. He will continue his duties as host of The Voice and on Today. NBC is going to continue programming the 1:30 a.m. slot with a new show to be announced soon. There have been talks that maybe it would be Chelsea Handler.
I can't believe that it was 17 years. That's a long time.
He's gained some weight. Have you noticed that? He looks differently.
He's
gained a lot of weight, so I wonder if he's going through some stuff personally.
Well, he's like losing family members and stuff. I know a lot. His dad or both parents. Yeah, that could be. But
yeah, he looks completely different. And Gigi Hadid is a really big fan of doing this.
I love them. I studied criminal psychology in college, so I'm really into like all of that kind of detective work and mystery solving.
Are you fun when you do this? Or are you intense? And like, would you yell at me if I was in a room with you?
I'm like super nice if you're like there to win with me. You know what I mean? But like, if you're like goofing off, no, I'm not nice about it.
She's talking about escape rooms. Sorry, I forgot to say that. She's really into going to escape rooms.
Do you like escape rooms?
I don't actually, even though I love true crime stuff.
How many times have you gone?
I think twice.
I've never went, and I really want to go.
I'll go with you, but like, you're not getting out with me. We need somebody smart because we'll get killed.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I genuinely don't think I'm smart enough because the stuff they give you is like weird.
It's
puzzles.
Hard.
So I'm not good at like puzzle solving.
I'm laughing because I'm thinking of how Joe and I went to trivia last night, and I could see me saying to your wife, "Hey, Lindsay, Joe, like, let's go." And your wife's gonna be like, "No, pork chop, no," because I'll just want to play HQ trivia in the middle.
Yeah,
and
you
I'll
probably will, which will not help us. That's what you'll be doing.
Coming up in less than an hour, this A-lister might be making her husband wear Spanx.